Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sissel for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to third. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Calm reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calm scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Pitlock moves to third. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Porter bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Hodapp moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Oliver picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliver. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Welch now pitching. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Boss reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-0 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Welch reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel bunts between the mound and first base. Welch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sissel for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Voss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Welch strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Pitlock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Werber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Welch covering. Safe. Vosmick scores. Boss moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Boss moves to third. Com moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boss scores. Kam moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kam scores. Pitlock scores. Hudlin moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-0, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Welch moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch scores. Seeds scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodap hits a line drive towards third. Kam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Gooch now catching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett moves to third. 1 out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boss hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kam is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kam hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gooch moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seeds strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.